Hello and welcome to Cultivate to Thrive podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Gunn, founder of Cultivate and Thrive. I am a self-actualization and mindset coach. I help Christian professional moms thrive in their reclaimed value as they cultivate a fulfilling and purposeful life. In these episodes, you will hear me share lots of information and experiences with you. Occasionally, I will bring on a guest to share what they've gone through and how they've handled things, or just something really interesting or fun. You can find me live on LinkedIn, the Cultivate and Thrive Facebook page, and the Cultivate and Thrive YouTube channel. You can listen to podcasts after they've been uploaded on your favorite podcasting platform. I am so grateful for you. Thank you for joining me. If you find something is useful, please share. Also, I appreciate comments and feedback and ideas of things you would like to hear more about. Thank you and welcome to today's episode. Hi, every time I watch the intro, I'm thinking, I need to redo that. Oh, my humanity shows. So welcome. Today's episode, Guided by Faith, Navigating Life's Choices. Welcome to those who are joining me live on LinkedIn, Cultivate and Thrive YouTube channel, and Cultivate and Thrive Facebook page. Please put in the comments that you're here, where you're watching from, and if you're watching replay, use hashtag replay. I welcome you to add comments, questions, join the conversation. I would love to hear from you. So today, let's see, here in the U.S. this past weekend, daylight savings time ended, so spring has sprung. And we're in bright pink in honor of that. In case you can't see me, just look for the bright pink today. Anyhow, I decided again this morning to ask God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit to be with me today to ensure that I relay messages that people need to hear and maybe speak something that I'm not planning on talking about so that I can reach someone who needs to hear something. And I asked the Holy Spirit to guide me as I opened the Bible. And lo and behold, I opened on Luke chapter 12. And my eyes focused starting on verses 35, and the title is Vigilant and Faithful Servant. So I invite you to read that, but the gist of it is to serve, right? To serve. So I thought that was good when we're talking about navigating life's choices, being guided by faith. And when we're thinking about serving in the midst of that, that will help guide us. Welcome, Judith from Finland. Happy new day to you. Well, actually, it's not a new day to her. Her day is slowly coming to an end as ours are beginning. And I think she just messaged me this morning because of the time change. We're only 7 hours apart, but that will soon change again. So let's talk about this a little bit. Let's talk about guided by faith. I started out this week with definitions, and you'll see more of my content this week about choices and faith. And I'm happy to share that. And you can see I have more of a theme of faith intertwined. And do stay tuned in next week, Tuesday on the 19th. We'll have Ronald Henderson here, and we're just going to have a conversation about faith. Really, I don't have a plan for it except just to have a real conversation, and I invite you and anyone else to join. So today, Guided by Faith, Navigating Life's Choices, let's talk about the importance of faith and decision making. So when we talk about that, when we're making decisions and when we're including our faith, we're talking about morals, values, right from wrong, We're not looking at making decisions just based on what we want to have, what others want for us, but we're making the decisions more based on the values we hold and, you know, what's right. What's right for everybody else? What's right for you? How are we going to serve people? So those are the things that we're going to keep in mind when we're making decisions based on faith. When we talk about understanding our faith, right, and defining faith and its significance, the definition that I just used this week was faith is complete trust or confidence in someone or something. And another variation of a definition is a strong belief in God or a doctrine of religion. And that's generally not based on something we've seen. It's something we've been taught, something that comes from within, although I'm not going to get into the discussion today and probably won't because I'm not a scholar in religion, but there is a lot of science starting to back up the faith that we have. So if you're interested in that, you can look into that. If you want to have a conversation, I'll introduce you to my husband because that's more his realm than mine. When we look at exploring how faith shapes our values, our beliefs, and our worldviews, we think about it. So for Christians, you know, we do have the Ten Commandments that we base a lot of what's right and what's wrong. Welcome, Ronald, to the show. Hello, Ronald from Maryland. Good morning. So two good people are with us this morning. Thank you so much for being here. And I know there's more people that I don't see. So thank you all. If I don't see you up here and you comment, know that I will be reaching out after the show and engaging with you. So again, our faith shapes our values and our beliefs and our worldviews, whether it's something that we're brought up with, that we're shown by example what's right and what's wrong, whether we have a formal education in faith. And I'm going to use faith in a broad sense, okay? Because there's lots of different faiths in the world. And everybody is entitled to their faith and should be able to live it as long as it's not hurting other people. And I think sometimes we forget that part of being a good, faithful person is not intentionally hurting others. And to the best of our ability, not unintentionally hurting others. So if we're living by our faith, by our beliefs, and by our values, it'll be much easier to be a better person. Again, our faith shapes our values based on things that we're taught, like I said, like the Ten Commandments and other things, you know, we're taught, among other things in faith, usually, especially Christianity, how to be a good person, how to serve other people, that we are not put here on this earth to be of service to ourselves, to service our every want, need, and desire. We're here to make life better for all. We're here to build up the kingdom of God. And that is how the faith will shape your values and your beliefs, and will give you a great foundation for making choices. When we talk about choices, we're talking about selecting between one or more things, making a decision between something. It could be actions, it could be words, it could be putting ideas in motion. Anytime there's kind of a decision or a selection going on, this choice will have an impact in our life as well as the life of other people. And we have to realize that a lot of times when we make choices, there are challenges challenges to making the choices. There are complexities to decision making. There are consequences to our decisions that lead to actions. Sometimes the decision in itself has a big consequence. For instance, when we're talking about relationships, when you decide to further like a romantic relationship, there's consequences there. There's consequences for your life. There's consequences to the life of the other person and whoever else may be involved, right? So when we are making decisions, we really need to think about the consequences. And consequences, usually we look at that as a negative thing, but consequences can also be a positive thing, can be a positive outcome. So consequences are what happens because of something. So we want to do our best to make the right choices to have a positive outcome, not only for us, but for everyone who's involved or affected. And sometimes we don't even know what depth that will take on, what meaning that will have for other people. The decision you make today, the choice you make today, you might see consequences 10 years from now. Actually, there will be. If you look back in your life, things that what's brought you here today is a lot of choices that you made in your past. Sometimes we're living out consequences from bad choices, from what turned out to be wrong choices. And sometimes we just don't know it at the time. Or sometimes we just act on impulse. We don't really make a choice, although it in it of itself is a choice, but not really a conscious choice. Yep, Ronald. Before building a house, count the costs. Absolutely. Because in everything we do, there's a cost. So we want to make sure that the cost is something that we're willing to give. And also we need to look at what it's costing other people. So when we're looking at faith-based decision-making, we want to think about our key principles and teachings on faith. So there's the really basic good and evil, right? What good can come from that choice? And what bad can come from that choice. And a lot of times that's subjective. It's not just black and white. A lot of times it depends on how someone is looking at it, what their values are, or what else is going on in their life. So some ways to really make, say, informed or value-based or belief-based decisions, you want to put into some acts of way of doing it. And these can be both public and private, public or private. So one of the things is definitely prayer. Definitely pray before making a decision. Ask for guidance in making that decision. Ask for your eyes to be open, your mind to be open, both your ears, your mouth closed, and your heart open. Listen for the guidance. Feel for the guidance of how you should act. Meditate on the decision, especially big choices. Big choices in your life should not be made quickly. Job changes. Relationships, a lot of financial decisions. These are big, big things. Cutting people off because you're angry, you may need to go look at forgiveness. And I did an episode on forgiving yourself, which will help you to forgive others. But you really want to reflect on what the consequences, both good and bad, can be because of that decision. And think about the future. If I made the choice, this is what could potentially occur in the future. And then if you made the other choice, and sometimes we have more than two choices, so that makes it even more difficult. So it's really, really important to spend time thinking about it. And really, if you get in the habit of using faith as a foundation, in your life period, it'll be so much easier to use faith as a foundation in your decision making. And like Ronald says, again, choose life. So you're going to want to look at the decisions, the choices that will have more of a positive outcome. But for everyone, something that could have a very positive outcome for you right now could cause something negative for you, your loved ones, and others later. We see that a lot in big industry, right? We see that with chemicals that are used. We see that with some inventions where safety is overlooked. Heck, I see it in businesses all the time where employees' well-being is put last because the owner or the CEO or somebody, their mind is only on the money. And we all know that money is the root of all evil. Yes, money is necessary for life, but it is not the source of joy and happiness. And when you put your focus on money, people suffer. And we see that a lot. The choices that are made in business really affect people in a very, very poor way. Thank you, Ronald. So again, these are some ideas on how to use your faith as strategies for helping you to make good choices. And I'd love it if you have any other things that have worked for you, please share them in the comments. I think we could all use more ideas. Ideation is not a strength of mine, so I often lean on others for that, and I appreciate that very much. So if you have other ideas on how you make choices based in faith or what actions or activities you use to help you make the right decisions, please share them. We would all benefit from that. All right, and what Ronald is saying, the future beyond tomorrow, or the future is beyond tomorrow or the weekend. Fighting for daily survival can take our thoughts from the future. Absolutely. And I think, Ronald, that's such a good point. That's another reason why we need to be mindful of our thoughts and actions and where they're stemming from, and also to be there for other people. I saw a post on LinkedIn yesterday about self-care, and it was right. The gentleman that had posted it, he was absolutely right that self-care is important. You need to put yourself first, just like the whole airplane thing. You have to put your oxygen mask on first before you can help someone else. You do need to do that. And his prompt was, what are you doing for yourself? I absolutely 100% agree with that, but I think we need to make that at least two steps. Also ask, what are you doing for others, right? Going back to the scripture, how are you serving? How are you serving? When you're using faith as a foundation in your choices, that's one of the questions you should ask. How is this serving others? Not just self, but how are you serving others? A lot of times when we make choices, we look at uncertainty, right? Because we don't know what's going to happen. We have ideas of what's going to happen. We have doubts. We have fears that arise during the decision-making process. Heck, there's some people that actually get physically sick when making decisions. And there are some people who are truly incapable of making a simple decision. Sometimes, hey, the hardest decision to make is where we're going to have lunch, right? So when we look at having difficulties and doubts and fears in decision making, we need to ponder where that's coming from. And that brings me back to mindset and saboteurs. What inner talk do we have that's putting the fear in us? I just want to share this from you. That serving others is every day. It's one of the best things in life and brings so much joy. It sure is. And I know you're good at that, Judith. Absolutely. So when we're looking at, when we're getting fear and doubt stirred up, again, I was listening to my training through Gallup. They offer annual training for certified coaches, and imposter syndrome was brought up again. And I know it's a nice label, but I truly detest that because I think it's a false label. I think that imposter syndrome is more our inner quandaries, our inner voice telling us, well, it actually is, because that's what self imposter syndrome is. It's yourself telling you that you're not good enough. But we need to attack those and knowing, number one, with faith, you know you were created for a purpose. No one is perfect, and that's okay. We cannot do everything, and we don't need to do everything. That's what we have other people for. We're here to work together, to make each other better. Right? Team, together, everyone achieves more. But that's truly the way we're created. So when you're having self-doubt, when you're having thoughts of failure, remember, to fail is the first attempt in learning. You learn from it and you move on. Use your faith to know that you were created to be the person you are. Now, it's up to you to work on that, to make you more of who you are, to strengthen your skills, to strengthen your talents. But really think about it. Think about what is causing you the doubts and fears. And if you had a better, bigger foundation of faith, would you still have that? Sure, maybe. But we can work around it. We can work through it. But with faith, all things are possible. So if you're having, I wanted to share this from Ronald. So I lift the scripture to help me get by with hopes for me and my family. Jeremiah 11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. And that is so beautiful. Absolutely, we can find so much encouragement in the Bible. And we should look for that. We should. And like I said, do the prayer for guidance and open it. God will speak to you. As that scripture speaks to Ronald, speaks to me, can speak to all of us. So one way to strengthen your faith and trust in one beliefs is to practice it. And of course, we say practice faith because no one is ever perfect at it. So practice it by utilizing your Bible, utilizing other people, prayer, meditation, nature walks, being one with self. Just really spend time in that faith. And when it comes to making choices, that foundation will serve you well. And that just doesn't mean that every choice will be perfect and will be the right choice, because we're human. And knowing that and accepting that is an important part of life. So know that you will make mistakes. That's okay. Learn and move on. You will most likely hurt other people. When it's unintentional, learn from it, apologize, own it, and move on. If it's intentional, then you got work to do. And you definitely should apologize and own it and learn from it. Hopefully there's not too much of that. I think being in Texas, in the Houston, actually with my husband's woodworking business, we do a lot of traveling around Texas. And everybody says Houston drivers are the worst. Now, people just drive crazy everywhere. I really believe that now. And one of the reasons is because we're not faithful and we're not thinking of others. We're putting other people first. I had to stop myself the other day because when you know it goes down to one lane and somebody's hurrying up to try to get in front of you, when there's plenty of room behind you, you just automatically, at least I do, want to speed up, because why should they be first? I have to tell myself, Michelle, it's no big deal. Let them go ahead. Obviously, they need to be somewhere faster than you do, and it's okay. Let them. That's working on myself and working on my faith. We do it every day. So the best advice I can have for you when we're looking at choices is to definitely start with a strong faith foundation. Work on that faith foundation. Like everything in life, faith is a journey. Making the right choices is a learning experience. Becoming the you that you are meant to be is a lifelong journey. Sure, we'll have peaks. Sometimes we'll have valleys. But we're human. And God wants nothing more from us than to utilize the gifts that He has given us. And we can do that through our choices. I hope that this has been valuable for at least one person out there. My pleasure, Ronald, and I cannot wait till we have a talk on faith. Absolutely. But choices, we see choices every day, many, many choices. And if you put faith first when you're navigating life's choices, most likely you'll make better choices. And if you make a wrong choice, just own it, be accountable, be human. We all make mistakes, and know that God loves you. And the world needs the you that you were created to be. See you all next week. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful day.